I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and waters we record the Kata Project upon. I would also like to acknowledge all my gurus, including my culture, my teachers, and my mother, that have given me the knowledge that I have and continue to gain. Namaskaram and welcome to the Kata Project. Today, we are going to hear the beautiful story about one of Lord Ram's devotees that was waiting for him for so many years. The story of Shabari is one that shows us how to be truly selfless in our devotion. Enjoy listening. Shabari was a tribal woman that lived in the forest with her entire family. When it came time for her marriage to take place, as was the tradition, her father gathered hundreds of cows and goats to be sacrificed and killed. But Shabari was such a kind-hearted girl that she couldn't stand to have all these lives of animals taken for her wedding. So Shabari decided to leave the tribe and seek out a guru that could help her learn more about God and all the knowledge that was within the Vedas. But being from a tribe and not a Brahmin, who were usually the only people that learnt the Vedas, Shabari was turned away by many rishis and gurus. So she kept searching for a guru that would accept her. Finally, she came upon the ashram of Matanga Rishi. She decided that even if she couldn't learn from the rishi, she would serve the ashram without anybody knowing. In those days, it wasn't considered pure if tribal people touched the things used by the rishis and their students. So, before anyone in the ashram could wake up, Shabari quietly cleaned the path, collected wood for the fire, filled all the pots with water, and even collected fresh flowers and berries for their pujas. Shabari knew that the rishi would not accept her, so she hid during the day so that she wouldn't be seen. When Matanga Rishi and his students woke up, they wondered who had done all these things for them. But they went about their day and finished their pujas and prayers and studies. But again, the day after, when they woke up, the path was clean. There was fresh wood, the pots were full of water, and fresh flowers and berries had been collected. This went on for some days before Matanga Rishi asked one of his students to stay awake and find out who was doing these tasks and hiding. The next morning, as Shabari began sweeping the path, one of the young students that had stayed awake all night jumped out and said, "I have caught you. Come with me. My guru will be so angry that a tribal woman has been touching all our things." Shabari was taken to Matanga Rishi and she was so scared that the rishi would be angry. But Matanga Rishi spoke kindly to Shabari and said, "My dear girl, you have been so kind and selfless and have helped us every day without expecting anything in return. You can of course stay at the ashram and be my student. You should also continue looking after us all as you have been doing all these days." Shabari was so happy that Matanga Rishi took her on as a student that she worked tirelessly in the ashram. Through her years, she served her guru and also learned everything that she could, and her devotion to the Lord grew stronger and stronger. Such was Shabari's dedication to her guru that when it came time for Matanga Rishi to leave the earth, Shabari wanted to go with him. She said, "Guru, I have served you and been with you as a student for so long. I can't imagine being at the ashram without you." But Matanga Rishi, knowing about how deep Shabari's devotion was, said to her, "Shabari, you cannot come with me now because Lord Ram is going to come and visit you at this ashram, and you have to be here to welcome him. As always, Shabari took her guru's word to heart and promised that she would prepare the ashram for her Lord Ram. So, the next morning, Shabari cleaned not only the path in front of the ashram, but cleared the path from the forest to the ashram and removed all the little pebbles in case her Lord Ram came. She didn't want rocks and pebbles to hurt his feet. She collected flowers and sprinkled them on the path so that he could walk on soft petals instead of the harsh ground. She swept the ashram floor so that her Lord Ram had a clean place to sit. She filled all the pots with water so that he had water to wash his hands and feet and fresh water to drink. She went through the forest and collected a whole bowl of berries so that her Lord Ram had fresh fruit to eat. After preparing everything, she sat and watched the path, waiting for her Lord to come. But the sun set and night came. Lord Ram hadn't come. The next morning, she woke up and with a smile, cleaned the path, sprinkled flower petals, swept the floor, filled the water pots, collected berries, and watched the path. But then the sun set on the second day, and there was no sign of Lord Ram. What do you think happened on the third day? Do you think Shabari said, "Well, he didn't come yesterday or the day before. Today I'll skip all my duties and have a rest"? No, she woke up and she cleaned. She sprinkled, she swept, she filled, she collected, and she watched. Day after day, week after week, month after month, even year after year, Shabari made sure the ashram was perfectly ready for her beloved Lord Ram. Why? Because her guru had promised that one day Lord Ram would come to see her. This continued for so many years that Shabari became an old woman. But even though she was a bit slower than the years gone by, Shabari made sure every morning that the path was clean, that the flowers were sprinkled, the floor was swept, the pots were filled, and the berries were collected. Finally, just as her guru, Matanga Rishi, had promised so many years ago, in the distance, she saw two tall, handsome men walking down the path towards her ashram. They both had hair tied up in a knot, and they were both wearing saffron-colored cotton robes. She knew in her heart that her most beloved Lord Ram had finally arrived to see her. When Lord Ram came to the entrance of the ashram, Shabari bowed down at his feet and said, "Oh Lord Ram, you have come to visit me so soon. I cannot describe my happiness in words." Shabari washed Lord Ram's feet and gave him a seat and fresh cool water to drink. Shabari bought the berries that she had collected that morning and sat by Lord Ram. And as she was about to offer them, she had a thought. She wanted to make sure that the fruit was not just sweet, but the sweetest of the sweetest fruit that there was. She didn't want her Lord to have anything even slightly bitter or sour. So she took a small bite out of the fruit, and it tasted very nice, so she gave it to Lord Ram. Ram smiled and accepted the bitten fruit offered and enjoyed it so much. Shabari "This is such tasty fruit," he said. "Please give me some more." So Shabri took the next fruit and bit it. Oh, but this one was a bit sour, so she tossed it to the side and took another, and it tasted perfectly sweet. So she gave it to him. Lord Ram smacked his lips and enjoyed the fruit so much. Lakshman sat by Ram and watched this with horror. "What is this old woman doing?" he thought. "She is offering my brother, Lord Ram, Crown Prince of Ayodhya, half-bitten fruit. Yuck!" Suddenly, Shabari offered Lakshman a fruit, and he took it. But before Shabari or Ram could see, he threw it behind him. "Oh, yuck," he thought. "I'm not eating some fruit that this Shabari has bitten." It went on like this. Shabari would taste and Ram would enjoy. But if offered to Lakshman, he would just throw it away. Ram noticed what was happening. And the next time Shabari gave him some fruit, Ram handed it to Lakshman. "Lakshman, brother, here, you eat this fruit." Lakshman's eyes went wide. Oh no! He could throw away fruit that was given by this old lady. But now his brother had given him this fruit and asked him to eat it. You know, Lakshman, Ram was everything to him. He could not say no to Ram. So slowly he took the fruit and took a little bite. And my goodness, he had never tasted anything so sweet, so delicious. It was the sweetest of the sweetest berries. Suddenly, the next time Shabari offered a fruit to Ram, Lakshman put out his hand and said, "Shabarima, Shabarima, please, please, can I have the fruit?" So Lord Ram and Lakshman spent the entire day with the devoted Shabari and fulfilled her wishes to see her beloved Lord Ram. The next morning, Shabari, having had her deepest wish come true, finally decided that it was her time to leave the earth. Lord Ram blessed his devotee and, with Lakshman behind him, continued on his journey towards the Rishyamukha mountain. And with that, we end the Aranyakanda. In the next episode, we are going to meet someone very, very special. He is tall. He is powerful. And guess what? He has a tail. Who do you think it is? You'll find out soon. Namaskaram.